Welcome to the One Hop Podcast. Our goal every time on this podcast is to equip you to live a life of prayer individually and corporately. We know the Lord is looking for intercessors who will cry out in every place on the globe. The Lord is establishing houses of prayer, these companies of intercessors who are bringing the offering of prayer and worship before the throne. We hear in Malachi 1:11, God says, "My name will be great among the nations, from the rising to the setting of the sun. In every place, incense and pure offerings will be brought to my name, because my name will be great among the nations," says the Lord Almighty. We take that really seriously here in Omaha. We want, in the place of Omaha, we want incense and pure offerings to rise before the name of the Lord. So welcome. We're so excited to have you join us again. This is our fifth podcast, and I'm sitting here. Oh, yeah, fifth one.
Really? I thought it was our
sixth. Oh, maybe it's our sixth. Oh, we're moving along so quickly.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here with Drew and Nicole, as always. And we're just really glad that you could join us today as you listen in. And we're also very glad because spring is coming.
Yeah. Coming.
And hopefully spring is here. That's all I have to say. I will tell you, I heard Robbins, Greg and I went and walked around Zirinsky yesterday in the afternoon, and we were so excited because the Robbins were chirping in the trees, and I came home and I saw somebody posted on Facebook, "Oh, the Robbins are out," and my heart was rejoicing.
Definitely no spring is sprung in our neighborhood because we got tennis balls and baseballs and basketballs in our yard, so I'm like, yep, that'll be fun to mow around this summer. It's okay. It's
all kids are all out. It's
they
awesome.
They are.
It's OPS is on spring break now.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yes, I noticed that with traffic. I was like, where are all these people? Why is there so many people out this morning? So, that's why.
There you go.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. So, Drew, what are you looking forward to now with spring being here?
I am looking forward to running and, well, not so much the running. I like biking more than running, but I'm looking forward to being able to exercise outside instead of inside, since I have to exercise either way.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes, you do. Yes. Yeah. It's a good value. High value here in the House of Prayer.
Yeah.
I know Greg and I were talking about just how we can't wait to get out on our bikes. When I was in Florida several weeks ago, I did a nice long bike ride, and it was so glorious to feel the wind and feel the heat and the sun, and was really excited about just, like, can't wait to get home and have that started. So even while we're recording this, it's 77 degrees outside.
Yes.
In Omaha, Nebraska in March. So that's awesome. But as Nicole pointed out, we can't get too excited.
No. There will be a cold front that moves in and everybody will freak out. And it's all going to be okay. I promise you. I promise you it's going to be okay.
Eventually it's going to come and it's going to stay.
It will be warm again.
Some of us have faith that the Lord is just, you know, he is quickening things in these last days.
Acceleration.
And so, you know, I have faith that there's not even going to be another cold snap.
Well, that would be nice. Mm. Yes, please, Jesus. Do you want to just kind of introduce, let us know what we're doing today?
this month on our podcast, we're really going to be focusing on praying and the Word. So, you know, of course, our goal in the podcast is to equip you to live a life of prayer. And so this month, we're really going to focus on using the Word, the Bible, in our prayer life and how that is important and how we do that. So that is really going to be what we're focusing on. So when we come back from the break, we will be talking with you about praying in the Word.
The Word of God is food by which prayer is nourished. E.M. Bounds. I love that quote, and I think it really ties in so well with the theme of praying the Word. So we're just going to talk a little bit about what that means. What does it mean to pray the Word? What does it mean to incorporate the Word of God into our prayer lives and have it be that dialogue with the Lord and not just something that is a duty, not just something we do?
Mm-hmm. That's good.
It's not enough just to study the Word. We are meant to talk to God as we read it. I think that that's something that a lot of people don't know, mm-hmm. or a concept that I know I didn't learn when I first started going to church. And prayer is really boring when it's just a one-sided conversation. Mm-hmm. And so, in Bible study, it's really boring. Sorry, for those of you who really love
study. Yeah, wait a minute. More,
for me, it can be a chore. Mm-hmm. And so, when I learned this praying the word mm-hmm. put together, it was amazing mm-hmm. find for me. So, Bible study is meant to create an active dialogue in our hearts with God. It's one way in which we gain strength in our prayer lives. It's by feeding on the word through engaging in conversation with God as we read mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm. And so it's very simple, yet profound.
Yes.
Scripture yeah. gives us that conversational material for our prayer lives. And it's just talking with the Lord as we read. It makes it more enjoyable, mm-hmm. like I said.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that it does also is that it puts his word in our hearts.
Yes.
In a way that just reading the word or even studying the word doesn't. Because when you're praying it back to the Lord, it's the dialogue that mm-hmm. creates this understanding mm-hmm. and revelation of what God's wanting to say to us. But it also makes his word come alive.
Mm-hmm. I think what is interesting is, for me, like Nicole, you said, reading the word is just not enough. Mm-hmm. And for me, growing up, that I always thought that you mm-hmm. read the word, and so yeah. you know, and kind of the goal, and especially I think in the American, you know, culture, we want to get through it. Mm-hmm. So you know, we're going to read the Bible in a year, we're going to read the Bible in yeah. you know a month or whatever, and you know, I think the Lord is less concerned about how fast we get through it as than he is about if we're going to talk with him when mm-hmm. we're doing it. And so for me, I'll have to sit there and read. Even sometimes still, I'll get reading, you know, a couple of chapters, and I'll have to, like, wait a second. Oh, I got to pray. Lord, yeah. you know, like, and I'll take a scripture and read. And sometimes that's really choppy for me, but mm-hmm. it's really profound at the same time. Is mm-hmm. that little thing, like, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to talk to God. You know, it's almost yeah. like the Pharisees, when Jesus said, you search the scriptures,
yeah. mm-hmm.
they knew, they had mm-hmm. all memorized the word, but they did not realize that it was talking to Jesus was what the important, mm-hmm. it was supposed to point to him, mm-hmm. and they missed that. And so I think we can really miss that too,
mm-hmm.
if we're not, you know, talking to him while we're reading. So, you know, praying while we're reading, or some people just call it pray reading mm-hmm. the word.
Mm-hmm. Just like it says in John 15:7, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. I think that it's right mm-hmm. there. Like you were saying, Kristen, it's the abiding. Mm-hmm. When the word of God gets into us,
yeah.
and it's that written on our hearts, it's written on our minds, it becomes just so natural
mm-hmm.
that we're as we're reading the word, just mm-hmm. be like, oh man, Lord, thank you so much for this. Thank you for this promise. Thank you that mm-hmm. your words can abide in me, and it can change me, and it can move me, and it can move you, and just all that we need mm-hmm. is found in the word. And so we can really just pray in that back and forth between him. I love what Mike Bickle says just about over time, God's word will abide.
That
promise, it will
yeah.
abide, and it will live in our hearts, and it will affect our prayer life. Just as Jesus promised
mm-hmm.
in this verse.
That's good.
It really does cause us to have new language, too. Mm-hmm. I think that sometimes in prayer, we think, oh my goodness, like we're just saying the same thing over mm-hmm. and over and over again. It opens up a whole new dialogue of what to ask God for, or mm-hmm. how to relate to him and his characteristics and his mm-hmm. personality. And it opens up a whole new level of how we can interact with the Lord.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think it in a lot of ways, you know, pray reading the word, learning the language of scripture, which is the language of God.
Right.
It's really, in a lot of ways, like learning a human language.
Mm-hmm.
As we dialogue with the Lord, we're using his language, the language of scripture, mm-hmm. to talk with him. And so it's learning to pray mm-hmm. is really a lot like learning the language. And we are just repeating what he says in the word.
Yeah.
Over and over again until we learn how to use it in a constructive way for ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, when we learn to talk, you know, you say mama, mama, you know, right. And you learn by repetition. And so with praying, I think it's really the same way, is we learn the language and then we practice it over and over and over again until we're using it for ourselves. And that's the simple thing about prayer. But it's also the difficult thing about prayer, is that it's simple. We've got it all there written for us. The promises, the exhortations, all the things that we can use in our prayer life. Mm-hmm. But it's also difficult to, you know, we don't like to be tied to just that. But if we start from the Word, then it really is what will sustain us so much longer and into a life where we're abiding, I think, so much easier.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think, too, the other aspect of this, as we pray, read the Scripture, as we're praying the Scripture, it aligns our hearts to God's kingdom.
Yes.
You know, as we give allegiance to Jesus, we really find out what does it mean to have our hearts aligned with His. And it's a transforming power of the Word that does that. And from having that conversation with the Lord, we are agreeing with what He says, and our lives will line up with what He speaks to us.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I always like to think about it, too, is if the Word is His perfect will. Mm-hmm. So everything in the Bible is the Lord's will. And so if I'm praying the Bible, if I'm praying Scripture, then I'm praying the Lord's will. So I can have faith and confidence that He wants to do what I'm praying. If I'm saying, Lord, release wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of You, I know that He wants to do that because it's written in His Word. Mm-hmm. And so I like to think about it like a blank check that the Lord has already written, and I just have to sign my name to it, and it's mine as I'm praying the Word, because He wants to do it more than I do. So
that's good. That's good.
I think that as we're reading the Scripture and we're praying it back to Him, praying God's Word back to Him, it's a whole new connection with Holy Spirit also. Mm-hmm. Because when we align ourselves with what the Scripture is saying, like you said, Drew, we are just flowing with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, and that's good.
He loves to teach us. And He loves to impart new things about Jesus. And what a better teacher than Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. As we're walking in this kind of new idea of praying the Word, Holy Spirit will absolutely come and guide us in this and help us to understand the Scripture more, to open it up, to give us the eyes to see what God is intending for us as we're reading, and then just giving us new language to speak as we're praying that back to Him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's good. And we know He's the Spirit of truth, so He only leads us into truth. And if we stay focused and our prayer life comes from the Word, we will not get off track.
Exactly.
And the Holy Spirit, He will lead us into deep truths and share the things that are on God's heart with us. So,
yeah. Okay, well, I think that is a great introduction to praying the Word. We will be right back with a new segment. Kristen's going to be talking about some tools for the prayer room. So join us when we return.
This is the segment we started last month, the tool for the prayer room. And today, I'm just going to share something that I actually created for my own personal time with the Lord. And I've shared it with teenagers. And so I want to share that with you as well. And what I do is I have 6 different components, and I spend anywhere from 5 minutes to 10 minutes on each of them. So you can create 30 minutes of that secret place time with the Lord, doing 5 minutes on each of these little components, or I like to do 10 minutes on each, and then you've got 60 minutes. And it is amazing how quickly the time goes by. So the first one, where I always start, is praise. And Psalm 63:4 says, I will praise You as long as I live. So what I do is I just take 5 minutes or 10 minutes, and I'm just praising the nature, the character, the glory of God. How I first began this, and I did this with my kids when we would drive around, I've challenged the teenagers and the youth to start with the alphabet and just go each letter of the alphabet. A, what is God that would start with the letter A? So Almighty or Abba or something, you know, get as creative as you can, and then just walk down the alphabet just declaring His greatness. This is not like a time where I'm thanking Him. I'm just telling Him, how awesome he is, how great he is, how beautiful he is, how spectacular he is, how, you know, what a redeemer he is. And I'm just giving him adoration. So that first one is praise. Second one is just a confession time or cleansing time. Psalm 51:7 says, cleanse me with hyssop and I will be clean. Wash me and I will be whiter than snow. So what I do during this time is I really just make the invitation to the Holy Spirit. Would you come and just show me if there's been an attitude, if there's been something I've said or a behavior or a thought that has been sin, that's displeasing, that's not in line with your kingdom. And I really wait on the Lord and I just listen for what Holy Spirit wants to share with me. And then what I do is I agree with the Lord that that was sin and I confess it and I receive his forgiveness. I don't put myself in the timeout chair. I just move right along. I press delete and I continue on in my relationship with him. Third one is having a thankful heart. So the third place that I go to is having just being thankful. Psalm 95:2 says, let us come before him with thanksgiving. So I take 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and I just say, thank you, God. I tell him about his goodness and his faithfulness in my own life. So what I do is I just sit and I write down as many things as I can think of in that frame of 5 minutes or 10 minutes, however long that I want to go. And typically this one, I just go on and on and on and on and on. And I have a hard time in this little section stopping, because it is amazing when you begin thanking the Lord for what he's done in your life, it just continues to flow. So what I'm really trying to train myself, and as I share this with others, training to have just a thankful heart that just overflows with goodness for what God has done. Then the fourth component, so it's praise, I'm adoring him, confession, thankfulness, and then the fourth component is the word. And I pick just a couple scriptures or maybe a chapter. Sometimes that's a lot of scripture to spend 10 or 15 minutes or 5 to 10 or 15 minutes on. And 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 says, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, and correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. So I want to get the word, and even on this podcast, as we're talking about just pray reading the word, we want the word firmly planted in our hearts so that we can live a life of righteousness before the Lord. So it's just taking time to read and meditate, pray it back to him. I'm just talking to the Lord about what he has in his word. So that is just the next little component. The fifth one is I listen. And this sometimes can be overlooked in our prayer life because we are very busy talking to the Lord. So I strategically have put this in my little tool here, so that we take 5 minutes or 10 minutes just to listen to the voice of our shepherd. John 10:3-4 says, the sheep listen to his voice. He calls out his own sheep by name and leads them out, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. So what I've started doing is, when I first started this, I just started asking questions. I would ask Jesus, you know, what do you want to say to me today? I have an ear to hear what you want to say to me. If there are times I've been training the kids, we tell them, ask Jesus, what's your favorite color? What does Jesus like to do when you're together? What does he love watching you do? So really just this engagement of, he's all about relationship and friendship, and he wants to partner with you, but he wants to speak to you as well. So just giving an ear to hear. Then the last one is where I ask, and you know, it can be that big word supplication, but we just ask. So Jeremiah 33:3 says, call to me and I will answer you. And during this time, I take 5 minutes or 10 minutes and I just share what's on my heart with the Lord, things that I'm requesting of him. What are struggles or questions or my needs or my ministry's needs or our friends' needs, things that are on my heart that I just, they're burdens and I don't want to carry them. I just lay them on Jesus. So that's a tool that I just take with me. We'll have this on the website and on Facebook so that you can, if you want to just kind of jot it down or print it off. And it's praise and a confession time or cleansing, having a thankful heart, getting in the word, listening, practicing with your listening ears, and asking. And you can you know, pretty much do 30 minutes. You can do an hour. You could do 45. You can arrange it to what works with your schedule for that secret place time. So thanks for being here with the tools in the prayer room. And we're gonna continue now talking about what it is to pray in the Word.
All right, welcome back. As we are going to just continue to mm-hmm. talk about praying in the Word. Thanks for sharing that tool with us, Kristen. For praying the Word, we just want to talk about two basic broad categories that kind of fit into this, which are promises to believe and exhortations to obey. Kind of break it down a little bit more. So let's talk about promises to believe. Mm-hmm. As we're reading the scripture and we come across a promise that Jesus, that mm-hmm. the Word is asking us, you know, calling us to believe, mm-hmm. We want to just turn that into a conversation with the Lord. And so there's many verses that we'll come across that, such as, you know, God loves his people mm-hmm. or God forgives us or God will provide for us and guide us. Mm-hmm. We want to take those promises and turn them into dialogue. So two ways to do that is first, we just want to thank him. We mm-hmm. want to thank That's God good. For that truth. We want to thank him. God loves his people. God forgives us. We mm-hmm. want to thank him for that. Mm-hmm. And then the second thing we want to do is we want to ask Holy Spirit to give us more understanding of good. That truth. I think that the combination of those two is really important. So if we were to take, we had kind of talked about this earlier, John 15:9, mm-hmm. it says, as the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. So as we read that and we want to pray it back to him, make that into a conversation with the Lord, we would just, you know, for example, we would say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that you love me with the same intensity that the Father loves you. Just that simple mm-hmm. truth, we just speak it out.
As crazy as it sounds.
Speak it out and just thanking him for that truth. Hmm. And then the second part, still in that same scripture, is we want to ask Holy Spirit for understanding. So, you know, a simple prayer of, Jesus, give me more understanding about how you love me with that same intensity that the Father loves you. Just asking for that wisdom, that revelation, that understanding of how in the world the Father
yes.
loves us just as much as he loves Jesus. It's intense.
Mm-hmm.
But as we thank him for that truth and then ask for more understanding, the combination is going to mm-hmm. change the way we think.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really important that as we're reading the Word that we slow down.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of times we are always so rushed to get through, you know, we have a half hour to do our Bible study or to read through the Bible mm-hmm. and whatever chapters we're meditating on that day. And so we like to get through it really fast. But, I mean, even this one verse, this one part of a verse
yeah.
is so profound.
Mm-hmm.
And I always, you know, tell, you know, our staff or the interns that we've worked with here that the Bible is so much deeper than it is long. Mm-hmm. And so if we take that one verse, there is so much depth mm-hmm. of revelation in that, you know, that you love me the same way that the Father loves you. That is profound.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll miss it. And we'll miss the layers of revelation if we don't slow down. And so I think it's,
yeah.
you know, we've got to take a step back
mm-hmm.
and say, all right, you know, even speaking slower.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we speak so quickly to the Lord that our brains don't even register what we're saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if we take a second, thank you that you love me with the same intensity
mm-hmm.
that the Father loves you. And then we ask for more, you know, revelation on that piece. But I think it's necessary for us to really absorb it
mm-hmm.
to go slower.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
I think so. Yeah.
It's good.
So the second category is exhortations to obey. So when we read exhortations in the Word, we want to also turn those mm-hmm. into conversations, mm-hmm. Just like we did with the promises. So many verses that exhort us to obey really we find common themes mm-hmm. of, you know, our time, how we spend our time, how mm-hmm. we use our money, how what we speak, mm-hmm. work, attitudes, so many different things that are very practical to our everyday lives. Yeah,
that's good.
And so we want to take the time to, like Drew was saying, to absorb those things. And so if we take the same verse that we just were talking about, John 15:9, where Jesus is exhorting us to abide in his love. So obeying him in this involves dwelling on or focusing on his love and searching it out and going deeper in that understanding of just how much he loves us. So just like the promises, there's a two kind of a two component to that also. First, we want to commit ourselves to obeying that truth. And secondly, we want to ask Holy Spirit to help us to obey that truth. So if we just focus still on that John 15:9, a simple prayer of commitment to obey that truth, you know, Jesus, I commit to abide in you and focus on your love. I set my heart to study and search out this truth from your word and to live in it. So we just commit ourselves to that. And then second, building on that, would be we ask God to empower us to obey. You know, I love this. Simple. Jesus, help me to obey. Help me to abide in your love. Like, it's so simple. It's that, Jesus, help. I need your help to obey this. But the combination in that also will move our hearts, and it moves God's heart. When we say help, it moves God's heart.
Yeah. And I think, too, it just is, you know, we don't have to make it into this really complicated thing. It doesn't have to be a long prayer. It can be as simple as Jesus help. It doesn't have to be long. And then when we have something that's simpler, then it's easier for us to repeat it. And repetition, although we don't necessarily like it because we want to move on to the next thing, but it's so necessary. And, you know, we're asking him over and over again, because it takes a couple times even for our own spirits to pick up what we're doing, what we're asking for. And, you know, it's just like a song. We'll sing songs all the time in worship time. And, you know, it takes us a while before we even realize what we're really singing. We're like, oh, wait, you know, I won't be offended by, oh, wait, I don't know if I want to sing that. you know, we have to, it takes us a while for us to really even engage with it. And so we have to, repetition is really helpful for us.
I think, too, just the more that you read it, like just even how you were just sharing the different ways to go about this, to read that, I mean, this is crazy love. Just, you talk about crazy love. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. That is just crazy. It's crazy that the Lord would even invite us into that. So that whole committing to obey that truth, why wouldn't I? I mean, oh my goodness, he's made an invitation to me. Come, abide in my love. So just even talking when I do this, you know, I know we'll do that in the part two, just kind of how we each personally do it. But even finding other words, what does abide even mean? Lord, I commit myself. I'm going to abide in you. What does that mean? Lord, I'm going to dwell in your love. I'm going to find myself at home in your love. So it's, for me, I'm using different language to make it permanent in my heart.
Okay, so as we are going through these two categories of promises and exhortation, and we've just spent time reading and having those conversations with the Lord, praying, something that's really, I think, vital, especially to go back and to remember the promises to remember those things of obedience, is to take time to journal. Just have your journal open as you're praying the scripture and write down, record just what you've talked to the Lord about, your thoughts, things that have come to your mind, new revelation that he's giving you. And so that you can continue to go back, like Drew was talking about, repetition, continue to go back and pray those things and recommit to those truths and remember to speak those promises. Journaling really does help to capture the truths that this Holy Spirit has given to you, and continue to develop your language to continue to pray in a deeper way.
I think, too, when, because I take my journals at the end of the year in December during one thing, and then I just go through and I look at, I go through quickly through all of my journals, and I see where the Lord had me. Mm-hmm. Like, what part of Scripture was I just really focused on? Mm. And I'm reminding myself of God's goodness. I'm reminding myself of what I've committed to. Yeah. I'm reminding myself of the promises that He's given me. And I often see a theme throughout the whole year where even if it was, you know, 6 months apart, there were things that were the same as I've walked through my journals. So I say yes to that journaling. Yeah. That's really an important part of it.
Yeah, and I think, too, you know, it, generally when we're journaling, you know, if for those of us who do it, which everyone should, but for, you know, when we're journaling, we often like to just write what the Lord says. Mm-hmm. And I was reading, you know, in the Old Testament, I'm, you know, reading through, and all of the prophets, they write what they said, even the questions they asked the Lord. You know, Zechariah asked so many times, what are these? Or what is this, Lord? What does this mean? And then he'd write the Lord's response. And so I started writing, oh, okay, well, if their questions, they actually kind of move my heart. So I'm going to write my own questions down too. Mm-hmm. All right, Lord, you know, those questions that we're asking him, or what does it mean to abide in your love?
Right.
And then I'll write his response down. And so writing both sides of the conversation is really helpful too, especially when you go back later and you're like, I don't even know why the Lord said this.
Yeah.
And then you find out when you ask. You write the questions down. So I think that's helpful, too.
That's good. That's good.
So, well, once again, thank you for joining us on our One Hot Podcast as we are just seeking to empower you with tools to help you to live a life of prayer. We hope that you have gained a lot of insight from this podcast with pray reading the Word and all of that stuff. So, you know, I would encourage you to just take a couple passages or just one short passage and just pray read that with the Lord as you go through, and just look at those promises that you can thank the Lord for, and you can ask for more revelation, and look at those exhortations to obey and commit to obey them, and then ask him for grace and for help in those things, and journal as you're writing your dialogue with the Lord. Just take a little bit of time to journal that and meditate with the Lord on that. And then the next podcast, we'll continue sharing a little bit more about what it looks like for us as we, you know, as you continue going deeper in prayer reading the Word, and how important the Word is as we use it to pray and to commune with the Lord. And so we will see you next podcast this month as we continue with praying in the Word.
Bye.